The latest data from the American Heart Association indicates that adults with fatty liver were 3.5 times more likely to have heart failure than those without. And the American Liver Foundation says that 100 million Americans have fatty liver. Start taking care of your liver with Liver Health Formula. You throw everything at your liver. Cholesterol, alcohol, toxins, Tylenol, statins, cigarettes. You shouldn't. And that's why so many people have a sluggish, fatty liver that makes you gain weight and lose energy. An all-natural supplement, which contains 12 clinically proven botanicals that help recharge and protect your liver. Liver Health Formula is manufactured right here in the USA and approved by American doctors. Now, when you try Liver Health Formula, you'll also get a free bottle of omega-3 to keep your heart healthy. Visit GetLiverHelp.com/Dana and take advantage of this special offer. That's GetLiverHelp.com/Dana. For decades, your liver has helped you with over 500 key functions daily. So take care of your liver with Liver Health Formula and get a free bonus gift at GetLiverHelp.com/Dana.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Y'all remember that baby dolphin I was telling you about yesterday? That dude who picked it up for a photo and then he was getting investigated? Well, they say it's dead. Although I do think that it was sick beforehand, because Florida Fish and Wildlife say it's odd that the guy could have caught it in the first place. That meant that it was probably sick. And so that's, you know, just to kind of keep that in mind. But I wanted to give you guys an update. Why do I have so many bad dolphin stories today? What is happening with the world? So you guys know the Hamburglar, right? I think he's like my favorite character of the McDonald's stuff. You know, blah, 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 blah. What does he say? Burger, 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 burger. He says like burgle, but it sounds like. So via the New York Post, a Florida man was caught. He's an actual Hamburglar. He broke into a restaurant, stole over $11,000 of meats. Meats? Like meats a singular or plural? Is it just various assorted meat?
Yeah.
Okay, so then meats would be acceptable. I was just curious. So he stole over $11,000 of meats and other ingredients. And the police are asking for help in identifying him. It was in Tampa. They said that it was at the Bayshore Mediterranean Grill. And the surveillance video showed this dude breaking in using a large pair of pliers. He stole $11,000 worth of meats and cooking ingredients. Oh, and he apparently threw everything in a black trash bag. Yummy. Yeah, that's so gross. And so the detectives say that they're gathering evidence. They're trying to deal with it. But that's nasty. Like, it's... So if you're like in Florida and you see some roadside meat stands and it's, you know, a guy with a shaved head and cargo shorts, maybe don't. Just like don't with any of the roadside meat anything. Let's not. A man was arrested for a failed Wendy's and bank robbery attempt. Ha! He looks nuts in his mugshot, I got to say. Yeah, if an exclamation point was a person, it would be him. So West Melbourne, Florida. He was arrested for, he tried to rob a Wendy's and was not successful. Tried to rob a bank, also not successful. Daniel Gibbs, he was finally taken into custody, when was it? 2 days ago. And according to authorities, he tried to intimidate a cashier, and he tried to pretend to brandish a gun. I don't know, apparently his plan fell apart because the worker just froze in fear. That was their response. It was fright or flight. Instead of fight or flight. So he left empty handed, and then he failed again at the second attempt. So they did get him, and he is in jail. As students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest and most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all of these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. In addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from the folks at Hillsdale is through Imprimis, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. You can sign up for free at the special website for a limited time at dana4hillsdale.com. And you can look forward to Imprimis each month. It's interesting, useful, and free. And it's one of the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale College and sign up for Imprimis at dana4hillsdale.com. That's dana4hillsdale.com. I love that there's the singer-songwriter thing that's coming back in music. God bless America. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash here, bottom of this third hour. And you can listen to the radio program coast to coast. You can stream it. You can watch the simulcast, YouTube, Facebook, channel 347, DirecTV. That song is by our good friend John Rich. I'm offended. And I love what he said. This is just the other day. He tweeted to Oliver Anthony, the guy who did Richmond, North of Richmond. He goes, Oliver Anthony has the number one song in America. I have the number one record. Neither of us have record deals. Yeah. And he said he texted Oliver to congratulate him, and he responded, God is good. Joining us right now, our good friend John Rich. First off, congrats on the song. Congrats on the number one record. Congrats on the success on this. It's just different right now. I actually was talking to my mom about this, and my mom grew up in the 60s, and I said, you had all these songs that talked about war, and they talked about protests. They were like the snapshot of the time. We really haven't had anything like that. I think this song is part of it. I think that Oliver Anthony's song is part of it. What do you talk to us about this? What do you think about all that?
It's 100% true. I mean, the Vietnam War, for instance, you had Creedence Clearwater Revival. You had Bob Dylan. You had all these, you know, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, all these guys, Johnny Cash. Mm. They were all coming out with songs about, hey, time to end this thing. And songwriters actually had a lot to do with public sentiment. You know, the public has these feelings, but they're not sure if they're the only one that feels that way. Or maybe it's just a tiny little group feels that way. And so when they hear a song or they see a movie or something really moves them, and they all start gravitating towards it, they see it succeed and they go, wow, I'm not all by myself. Okay, most of us feel this way. So music is a really important part of the fabric of America, always has been.
Yeah, has been. And country music particularly. I think people have always liked country music. Do you see more people more and more gravitating towards it? Because it just seems like everything is so artificial. But as I just said, coming into this, you know, that singer-songwriter aesthetic is still more powerful, I think, in country than in any other genre.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, country music, you don't need a band. You don't need a big fancy stage or anything like that. One guy, one girl and a guitar or a piano or whatever they're sitting with, they could, if they're really good at what they do, and they're genuine, authentic, they can sit down and absolutely, absolutely body slam you with a simple song. That's the thing about Oliver Anthony, a guy standing in the woods with nothing but a resonator guitar, got the number one song in the world for like 2 weeks in a row now. Why is that? Because you can tell when you hear him and you see what he looks like and the way he's expressing himself, this guy's not playing around. This is it. This is the unvarnished true feelings that this man has. Our whole country has been lied to our entire lives, manipulated. We've been marketed to till we're just numb. We don't know where to turn anymore. So when something simple and true gets to our ears or to our eyes, we respond to it in a major way. The truth is powerful, Dana.
It is. Talking to our friend John Rich, you know him from Redneck Riviera, as well as being one half of Big and Rich, and of course, Old Glory Bank. Your song, you know, it's obviously, you know, it's funny, it's tongue in cheek, you're kind of mocking all of it. There are a lot of people, though, that are identifying with this, because you mentioned how people are just numb to everything. We've gotten to the point where I don't think there's any value. The phrase, I am offended over something, it seems like it's lost all value in being used as leverage or a cudgel against people. Because people are tired of it. They're tired of somebody being mad over what they say or what they think. And I like, because you like showcase both sides coming together in your video. There's all these little vignettes all throughout your video where people from both sides of the spectrum come together. I mean, for crying out loud, they arm wrestle and then they, you know, they get over it. They have a nice, you know, nice little competition. Tell me about, because the numbness of it, do you think that, I mean, is that still work anymore? Does somebody saying, this is offensive to me, is it losing its punch?
I think it is. I can't put my finger on when this seismic shift started, but it started recently. I mean, if you go back to 2020, 2021, even part of last year, everybody was still walking around on eggshells like, I don't want to say this, I might get canceled, or I don't want to say this, somebody's going to get upset and call me a bad name. But I think it's finally hit that tipping point where people go, you know what, this is just ridiculous and I'm over it. And I don't care if you like it or not what I'm about to say. That's where you see, you know, Bud Light losing $27 billion, or Disneyland is almost empty, or nobody's going to Target. I mean, on and on and on. And so we've seen Americans, we the people, tear things down recently. And now we're seeing them start to build things. And that's what's exciting to me. The same energy that tore it down is also the energy that can set into motion brand new things that you can really count on.
I think that you are at the forefront of a group of people in country music who have saved that genre and have kept it from being, I think, flipped into, this innocuous, can't write about anything from the soul, can't talk about any emotions, otherwise everybody's going to be offended. And I know that there's been an effort in country music to sort of sanitize it for this whatever cultural warfare that we're dealing with. But you and I think you've been the tip of the spear on this and some others, you've really resisted that. Has that been difficult to do?
Well, so here's the real story. I mean, if I had a record deal right now, which I don't, if I did have a major record deal right now, most of the songs on this new record, The Country Truth, would never be released. They would not put their name on that. They're not going to sign off on that, put money behind that. Oliver Anthony, God bless him. I hope he stays independent forever. Because if Oliver Anthony had a record deal and walked into one of those labels with Richmond, north of Richmond, they would probably escort him out of the building for triggering everybody and violating their safe space. I mean, they would have kicked him out. But now all these labels are groveling at his boot, offering him millions and millions of dollars to sign with their record label because we can make you a really big star. I'm like, I hate to tell you, he's already a big star and he did it without you. And it's making the record industry look somewhat obsolete at this point. I mean, as bad as I hate tech and all the bad stuff that comes with it, the good side of the tech is an Oliver Anthony or a John Rich or whoever, if they've got great content, they got a great song, they can still get to the people. That's a powerful tool. We did not have that until recently.
No, we didn't. And your record, Country Truth, like you're saying, number one, this song, I'm offended. This video is great. I've seen this video. You're talking about tech. I mean, it is everywhere. I cannot open an app. I can't look at anything without seeing at least a whole handful of shares of it. And it's the cool thing is that it doesn't matter where people are coming from. It seems like it's all sides of every spectrum. People are sharing this. I wanted to ask you about something that you had tweeted too, or that I saw had been tweeted. College Game Day. You're passing the torch. What does this mean? What's going on here? You did a video about this. Tell us.
Yeah. So Big and Rich, we've been the voice and the song of College Game Day.
Uh-huh.
Since they started College Game Day.
It's not the same without you.
Your sit day. Yeah. Everybody else coming to your sit day, College Game Day. It's been there forever. I mean, probably coming up on 20 years at some point in the near future. I don't know. They reached out and said, we want to bring in some different faces and blah, this and that. And they weren't mean about it. But I have to think in the back of my mind, maybe they're catching some heat because I'm on there. I don't know. But then if you look at a college football game, half the crowd screaming, "Let's go Brandon" at the top of their lungs. So they need somebody like me in the mix anyway, because I'm part of that crowd. I don't know. It's been an honor to do it. Honestly, I love college football. People that don't even listen to country music got turned on to Big and Rich music and to what I'm about through that. So it's been a great experience. Honestly, I got nothing bad to say about the whole experience.
I got to tell you, because I've always loved like outlaw country, and I listen to what my mom listened to, and my family's from the Ozarks, so I listen to what they listen to, right? And I didn't listen to a lot. I did not listen to new artists. And it was you. It was Big and Rich that actually got me into new art. I'm not even joking. Like, you literally did. Like, I listened to you, and then I started listening to other new artists. Like, oh, country's still here. It's still, I mean, there's still some really awesome singer-songwriters.
Hey, listen, you're not the only hot girl that got turned on to Big and Rich music, okay? Everybody, every guy watching right now goes, no kidding. Sorry, Dana. Don't tell your husband not to kick my ass. It's true.
No, well, I appreciate that. But I mean, it is, I mean, it's fun and it's an escape. I love this song. I'm offended. The video, how long did it take you to do the video? It was a great video.
We shot it in one day.
Is that your bar, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's at Redneck Riviera. Yeah. We put a chicken wire fence up in front of the stage, like the old school bars.
Yeah. There's a little roadhouse vibe from that.
And a little hee haw vibe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, there's nothing funny going on in our country. Anywhere you look, it's just bad news on top of bad news. And I thought, I'm going to inject something that puts a grin on people's face for 3 minutes. Maybe that'll be helpful.
Yeah, helpful indeed. Well, this is, I mean, congrats on the song. Congrats on the record. I'm gonna be watching to see what they do with the game day announcement as well. And I just appreciate all you do. I appreciate you standing out there because this is, you know, people need. I think people are just getting beat over the head with everything. They're tired, and I it feels like this song's like a hall pass. Like, you know, go ahead, you don't have to be worried about any of these fools getting upset over anything anymore. Our good friend John Rich, go and make sure you download the song. Get the album too, The Country Truth.
Yeah.
And
if I could just say before you sure. let you go. It's the number one most downloaded record in all of country music. Right now, it's going back and forth between number one and number two on the all genre chart.
Wow, that's huge.
And the chart ends tonight. So if you don't have The Country Truth, go get it. If you like the songs, tell your friends about it. Because I'm going to try to overtake that number one spot and be number one in all genres.
We'll see what happens.
I'm happy either way.
That sounds like a challenge. It sounds like we got to make this happen.
It's a call to action.
There we go. And while people are doing that, they can open an account at Old Glory Bank and go and get some Redneck Riviera, get some of the good whiskey. That's good stuff. Caltech and Vintage, the concealed carry.
Thank you so much,
John Rich. And you can go and obviously you can follow him on Twitter. Find him everywhere. Good to see you. Thank you so much.
The latest, the P15. It's the lightest, thinnest double stack 9mm handgun on the market at only 14 ounces. And 7/8 inches wide. The P15 has a 4-inch barrel and double stack magazine that holds 15+1 total capacity. Its gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for ambidextrous grip safety and easy, accurate handling. If you prefer a more vintage look, choose the metal version with classic wood panels and textured grips. The P15 has a Tritium Plus fiber optic front sight with a fully adjustable Tritium 2-dot rear to keep you on target in any situation. Make the P15 your choice for concealed carry. Learn more at KeltechWeapons.com. Sign up for the Keltec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories at KeltechWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Kind of just want to karaoke the rest of the show, honestly. Just really. So a school bus driver shortage is causing nationwide chaos. Apparently, there's some kids in Kentucky. They're not getting home until like 10 o'clock. I didn't know that. New data found that 92% of school leaders have reported bus driver shortages. In Kentucky's Jefferson County, they attempted to alter bus routes. Kids were left stranded. Videos were emerging of buses returning home at 10 p.m. So they said that driver shortage is on the rise. And they're pushing districts to rethink transportation plans. I didn't realize there was such a huge problem with that. That's kind of crazy. Dolphins are jerks, and they launched a deadly attack on a doomed porpoise in front of stunned wildlife fans off the Welsh coast. In case you didn't know, dolphins aren't just like some cute little, you know, not little cute little sea animals. They're mean. They can be total jerks. They said 8 bottlenose dolphins beat up a little porpoise off this coast that's very Welsh. It's a very Welsh name. I'm not even going to try it. They said the deadly encounter was described as morbidly rare. Mm-hmm. Passengers wanted to reach out and offer the animal sanctuary. They're so ignorant. They beat the tar out of this thing. They just beat it to death. They've just flapped this thing around. It is horrible. Oh my gosh, animals, they're just such jerks. They are. Yeah, I've watched a lot of Nat Geo. I'm just saying. Like, I know some of the stuff, it's funny. This is a horrible story. In Beverly Hills, thieves pillaged a Beverly Hills wig shop. This wig shop serves women and children who are fighting cancer. So they're dealing with cancer. They go and get their treatment, like chemotherapy. It leads to hair loss. And so they have they produce these wigs for them. It's the Wig Fairy in Beverly Hills. They said thieves broke in and stole pieces meant for these women and kids going through that treatment. And they said it's inventory that cannot be replaced. And so many people need it. And now they're not going to be able to because of these thieves. Good job, Newsom. Stick with us. The suit, the DOJ suit against SpaceX. Did y'all see this? Oh, you haven't. Well, this is like one of the fun things coming out today. So apparently the weaponized DOJ is suing SpaceX on the grounds. You're going to like this one, Kane. On the grounds that they discriminated against asylum seekers and refugees.
Huh? SpaceX did that?
Are they supposed to go into space? Like, I don't know. So CNBC reports that the suit alleges that they committed discrimination against refugees and asylum seekers in its hiring practices. The suit says that between 2018 and 2022, SpaceX wrongly claimed that export control laws limited its hiring to U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents. The DOJ has been investigating them since June of 2020, when the Immigration and Employees Rights Section, that's like a department of the DOJ, received a complaint of employee discrimination from a non-U.S. citizen. It said our investigation found that SpaceX had failed to fairly consider or hire asylees and refugees because of their citizenship status and imposed what amounted to a ban on their hire regardless of their qualification in violation of federal law. And that's from Kristen Clark, the Attorney General of the DOJ's Civil Rights Division. That's what they said in a statement. And they added that, putting my glasses on because it's been a long day, they added that the DOJ's investigation found that SpaceX recruiters and high-level officials took actions that actively discouraged asylees and refugees from seeking work opportunities at the company. Now, CNBC reached out to SpaceX to get a comment on the suit. They haven't commented. I got a question. You have a dude. SpaceX. It's a company that deals with science-y rocket stuff. Let's just put it in layman's terms.
Exactly right.
Okay, so and I would say that some of the rocket technology could consider it to be advanced weapons technology.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Could. Okay. So I think based upon that he's probably in the right and that he doesn't think that he can legally hire anyone that doesn't have a green card. Right?
Exactly. I mean, wouldn't the government want to vet these people before they're working on systems like this?
I have a question.
What?
So, if we can just hire any Tom, Dick, or Harry, or Harriet, to work on weapons tech, regardless of whether or not they're here legally, I can own whatever gun I want to, right?
That would make sense. Yeah, no restrictions.
Yeah, okay. I feel like, too, hasn't he talked about this before? Didn't he get, like, some criticism about this?
I think he actually got criticism for, on some lower levels, hiring people that weren't legal. I think I remember seeing that.
Yeah, because I think he had before, and he was, like, from what I remember, he kind of caught some heat because he was saying that it was, like, it was ridiculous that he just couldn't do it.
Right.
Yeah, so that's what? Yeah. So, yeah, so he actually doesn't really disagree with the Biden administration, but they are trying to follow law. I mean, I would say rocket technology, that does sound like advanced weapon tech. So I don't see how you're going to be able to do that without being able, because I was looking at this. It says, I looked up the law for it, and it says that you've got a green card to work at SpaceX because they maintain their rockets are considered like weapons technology. And then it's the USA's advanced weapons technology. It's apparently, there is existing, from what I understand, it's the existing law on this. So, but then some are saying that they would not, because they would have to get like an export license to hire a foreign national. And then it gets into like export and whether or not they're like physically transferring. There's like a whole bunch of other regulations that go into it. But, by and large, it looks like there is a law there. So the DOJ is suing them for following the law. Long story short, that is the dumbest stuff I've ever heard. I mean, that kills brain cells without even the benefit of having had like alcohol with it.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.